Well, good morning and welcome to the local spotlight here at WJBM Radio, 104.7 FM, 1480 AM. This morning I have with me John Javeski. Did I do that right? No.
Afraid not, Chris. Gajewski.
Gajewski. Gosh, Gajewski. I should have practiced that more. You know, I always just call you Johnny because, you know,
I like it. Johnny G is okay.
Yeah, Johnny G. All right. Well, Johnny G, welcome to the studio. Now, Gajewski.
Gajewski.
Gajewski. Yeah, that's a tough one. Gosh. Gajewski. Oh, yeah. And that is, I know you're from England, right?
That's right. Yeah. Yes.
And came here, 7 years ago? Something like that?
Yeah, 2017.
2017, yes. And you are married to Beth.
I am, yep.
Beth,
yep.
Bear.
Lucky me.
Yep. Got a couple children.
That's right. Violet and Jack, aged 10 and 8.
Now, do Violet and Jack, do they have an accent?
They did, and they have less now. I mean, Jack was very young when we first moved here. He was a year old. Violet was 3. She sounded very English when we first moved here. Uh-huh. Now, if she wants something from me, she can turn on the English accent. but generally, she's American. She's an American kid.
Now, have you been back to England lately or anytime?
Yeah, we went back this year, actually. It was my brother's wedding, so we were there in June.
I see. Now, when you went back, did people go, you sound a little different, John? You know, you've lost a little bit of your accent. Have you lost any, or are you still right there?
Hard for me to say. I can't be the judge of that, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. So I'm sure when I listen back to this, I might pick up on a few changes here and there. My family tell me I just sound like me.
Okay.
Well, which is fine with me.
Yeah, which we love it, just the way you are. So, now, John, you ended up here in Jersey County, but you came from a town in England. What town was that you came from?
So I moved here from London, but I grew up in a town called Telford in a county called Shropshire, which is about 3.5 hours northwest of London.
Okay. It's a distance. What got you over here to Jersey County?
My darling wife, Beth Bear.
Yeah?
Yeah. So we had... She'd been living with me in London for 13 years.
Oh, yeah.
She'd moved over there, a while ago, and done her master's. And we had our 2 kids in London, you know, so they're dual passport. And we had the opportunity to move over here, and I thought, well, it's only fair that I do the same in return. Come and live in the States. She'd been to England to live with me. And so now here we are. You know, this is our country chapter of living.
So you met Beth, and where'd you meet at?
It was neither the US or England. It was actually in Naples in Italy.
Really? Yeah. Vacationing?
Yeah. Backpacking. We were traveling the world, and we met up in a youth hostel in Naples in Italy. Just completely coincidentally.
I'll be darned. So what happened? Tell me about that.
Man, well, I was kind of sitting minding my own business in the youth hostel, just planning out my day.
Yeah.
And someone popped up on my left shoulder and said, "Hey, can I borrow your map?"
Yeah.
And it was Beth.
Yeah.
So we got chatting.
Uh-huh.
And hung out for a bit. And, you know, it was a youth hostel kind of full of kids and everyone's doing their business. I'd just come back from traveling through Africa. So I'd come up like through Madagascar, Kenya, up to Italy. She'd been around Europe. So she'd just come over from Greece. She was traveling on her own at that point.
When you guys were traveling, were you just go by train, bus? How did you travel?
Yeah, planes, trains, automobiles, just, you know, the whole
okay.
thing.
All right.
Yeah. And she carried on her way traveling. I carried on my way. But then a year later, we met up in England. She came over and looked me up.
She did.
And then the rest is history, really. We were 4 years long distance between I was in London, she was in Chicago.
Okay.
So we'd fly back and forth every 6 weeks or so for the weekend here and there to meet up with each other. And then after 4 years, she came over and lived with me in England.
I'll be darned. So what was your first date like?
But it was also very kind of typically Italian. You know, there was a piazza in Naples near the youth hostel. We sat outside at a table with umbrellas. You know, I had the waiters and waitresses coming out into the piazza to come and serve us. A lot of wine involved, a lot of good food.
I see.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, very romantic, sitting in the...
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. So, how old were you at that point in time?
So that would have been 2001. So, 22, 23.
What were you doing for a living over there then?
Well, in England, at that point, I'd finished university, and I was determined to go and travel the world and go and see more of kind of international culture.
Mm-hmm.
So really, at that point, I was traveling and working where I could to raise the funds to do more traveling.
Okay.
So I would go back to England, I'd work for 6 months, then I'd raise enough money, then I'd go traveling for 6 months. So around that time, I was doing computer-aided design work.
Okay.
My degree was in building surveying, which isn't well recognized over here, but I can explain what that is.
Yeah, what is building surveying?
It translates best as being part building consultant, part construction project manager.
Okay. Would that be new buildings or renovation buildings?
Mainly renovations.
Okay.
I mean, specifically for me, it's historic buildings. I've been lucky enough to specialize in historic buildings.
Very good.
But yeah, I was working on doing like layouts for prisons and foundations for housing and stuff like that in computer-aided design.
I see.
It was a vocational skill that I've been lucky enough to learn at university for long enough that I could earn a living from it temporarily before I moved into starting my career.
I see. So you guys met, you ended up living over there for a while and you continued that surveying work while you were there?
Yeah, I did. It's a good profession. It's an old profession in the UK, and you know, older than architecture, in fact. And you know, old buildings always need advice to keep them up. And for me, it's like being a building doctor, a doctor of buildings. You know?
Okay.
You have people who have problems with their buildings. You get to go and diagnose them. You advise on what needs to be done to put them right. And then you manage the process of putting those problems right.
Yeah, and the buildings you were working on, how old were they, usually?
Well, usually 200-300 years old. The oldest I've worked on was built in 1138.
Wow.
Which was a Benedictine monastery that we converted into a management training center for a nuclear power station.
My goodness, yeah.
That was a fun one.
I bet, yeah. So what is the difference growing up in England, and what can you see the big difference growing up there versus growing up here? What are some things you can relay to our listeners?
Well, I guess the harder thing is where do you start with that? Because that, you know, even though we share a lot as a culture, there are lots of differences. And so for me, like the easiest way of seeing those differences is with my kids.
Okay.
And I know that because we made the switch when they were young, they have a lot more freedom and independence here than they did in the UK, and in London especially. I always felt that as young parents, we were kind of living on our nerves. Like, there's a lot of traffic.
Okay.
It's very busy. You're constantly looking out for your kids the entire time, keeping them on a short leash. You know what I mean? Like, okay. Metaphorically.
I see. So they couldn't, like, get on their bicycles and just take off riding around town?
Not really, no. No. We were lucky enough to live near some good parkland, but, like, on the streets, it's not like it is here where, you know, the kids can be on their bikes in the streets and it can be pretty safe.
Right.
There, it's like we'd let 3-year-old Violet go off on her scooter, and you're constantly holding your nerve about whether she's going to veer off the curb into traffic or something like that.
I see.
So those are like young parent problems. But we've enjoyed the move over here, genuinely. There are many, many good things about living over here that we appreciate, and I've left behind many good things as well.
Uh-huh.
But you take the best of both.
Right. So what have you enjoyed over here? What are some things that have shined for you?
Yeah, well, funny you say the word shine, because the amount of sunshine over here, I know, like, locally people don't really think this too much, but for me, like, I know for a fact there is more sunshine in winter in Jerseyville than there is in summer in London.
Really?
And so the fact that, you know, you can, to me there are two summers. Like, one of them is called spring and one of them is called fall or autumn. The summer in the middle is like kind of a hot, humid mess.
Yes.
but either side of that, it's so pleasant. And just having those winter summer days where you can wrap up, get your sunglasses on and go for a walk in the countryside, is that to me is pretty unique.
So what is the weather like in England?
I
mean, I know it's cloudy or rainy a lot.
It is. And when I lived there, I would constantly be defending it to Beth, who would, you know, she would talk about how cloudy and overcast and rainy and drizzly it was and damp. And now that I live here, I'm like, actually, that's pretty true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially the winters. It's very damp and the coldness kind of gets into you. But it's mild. You know, it doesn't get really cold. It doesn't get really hot. It doesn't often drop below freezing, and it doesn't often go above, like, kind of mid-80s, high 80s.
Oh, okay.
In the summer. So, which is surprising, because we're a lot further north in England than we are here in Jerseyville.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, the weather is a lot milder.
I see. How about just schooling? Is schooling much different, going to school? Is it similar?
Well, I'm seeing school over here firsthand through what my kids are doing.
Uh-huh.
And to me, like, they get tested a lot earlier here than we did in the UK. But I also feel like in the UK, you're encouraged to make kind of more refined decisions about your career earlier.
Uh-huh.
And to narrow down those kind of course choices and
why is that?
Elective choices. I think there's a greater appreciation of kind of vocational skills, a greater appreciation of vocational skills and vocational training in the UK, and working towards something that will result in a definite career.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I've always felt it anyway.
I see.
And so for me, like, I always knew that I wanted to work with historic buildings ever since I was a small kid. And so every choice I made through what was like GCSEs, which is like high school, through A-levels, which is like high school, early college, and then through university, which is university, all of my decisions were made like leading up to me wanting to be either an architect or a building surveyor, but working with historic buildings. And I was able to make those choices.
Now, that happens with a lot of children early, where they're thinking what they want to be when they grow up.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot that don't. I'd say more don't. You know, more they want to. Sometimes people don't know what they're going to do when they're in their early 20s. And a lot of times they change, you know, around here. I mean, they can change several times. Myself, you know, I mean, I've done a lot of different things and never thought much about it. But how about as teenagers? What's it different for a teenager living here in America versus over in the UK? What are some differences?
I see. Well, I'm going to speak from my experience of living in Jerseyville now. So rather than America as a whole, because okay. You know, the US is very diverse. I see Jerseyville as being a really wholesome place to grow up, and a good place for my kids to grow up.
I like hearing that.
Yeah, I think they'll be able to be kids for longer here than they would have done kind of in the tough knocks of the town that I grew up in.
Yeah.
Or in on the London streets, for instance. And you know, I think enabling our kids to be kids for longer will be a healthier and happier proposition for them longer term, without doubt. And I think they'll be better people. I feel like I'm a better person for having lived here for 7 years.
I'll be darned. Great. Yeah. A better person, just because it's more wholesome? People are friendlier or what?
Well, let me give you an example. People here, without a doubt, are warm and generous and hospitable people. Okay. And have a real kindness to them that, like, in a big city, like, a big city has hard edges to it that you have to knock off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd lived there for long enough to know that that's kind of a challenge. Like, embedding yourself in a community is a challenge. But when I first moved here, literally within the first 2 or 3 weeks of living here,
yes,
I found myself sitting in front of Marilyn's on State Street in Jerseyville, having breakfast with my immediate family, you know, my wife, kids, mother-in-law. And we were just having a regular breakfast. And at the end of it, went to pay the bill,
yeah,
the check. And the waitress said, "Don't worry, it's been covered." And I was like, "What do you mean it's been covered? Like, who by?" And she said, "Well, the gentleman would prefer not to be known, but he just wants you to know that he's really enjoyed watching you and your family, and he wanted to cover the check." And I was completely blown away by that.
Is it? I'll be darned.
I'd never had that in my life, Chris. And that kind of level of kindness and generosity, firstly, made me realize I'd made the right decision in moving here. You know, it made me feel welcome in my new community very, very quickly.
Yes.
Like that little anonymous gift. But in no small part, made me want to be a better person, you know, to pass that kindness on.
I'll be darned, yeah.
So, I mean, maybe that guy's listening right now, in which case, thank you.
I'll be darned. That's great. And I'm sure the people were kind to you, everybody. You've got some good friends here now.
Yeah, I have. And, you know, there were times in those early weeks where just going somewhere like George's, you know, that you were running, made me feel like part of a community. You know, you're trying to leave at the end of the night in George's. It's a process. you don't just get to walk out.
Yeah, I planned it that way.
Yeah. You know, you're saying hi and bye to people all the way through the bar to the end.
I know. Wasn't that great?
And it just reminded me of being back in college, you know, back in the bars in college where there was that sense of community. Mm-hmm. And I appreciated that. And that's something that you don't get in a big city, that sense of community. It's something that I didn't get in London, really, but it's something I wanted. And I found it really quickly.
I know one thing that you told me, that when you told me you were going to build your house, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I was saying, I don't know if you remember this, and I go, "Well, why don't you just buy one that's already built and just fix it up, because that's what you're good at?" But you responded, like, you said, "Chris, will you tell me why you didn't want to do it?"
Well, I know too much about old buildings to know what goes wrong. and in a way, I was happy keeping those kind of challenges to my professional career. But building a house from scratch has been a dream of ours for many, many, many years. And, you know, we're still doing it right now. As, you know, some local people know. And that in itself is a process, but we've been dreaming about this for 10, 15 years, you know, planning it, designing it, going through ideas boards, talking to people, researching, plotting. And now that we're doing it, it's equal parts satisfying and absolutely maddening at the same time. And you know how difficult construction can be.
Oh, yes.
But when you're trying to do it in the middle of a pandemic, and a pandemic has just hit, and
yes.
you know, the price of everything is up the wazoo, and you know, the availability of materials and labor is really difficult.
Everything changed, didn't it?
Everything changed. And we got all of our budgets together right before the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
And then no one
they were out the window.
No one could have expected, and everything was out the window. So we've had to kind of rebudget everything, but the price of everything, bar none, has gone up.
Tremendously.
Yeah, yeah, hugely, hugely. So we've had to pre-purchase materials, pre-purchase parts of the structure in advance, like buying up steel roofing, buying up steel framing, you know, buying the windows in advance, you know, as much as we possibly could to try and lock down those prices.
Yes.
So that we weren't stung. And then you're still on a roller coaster ride, even after all that.
Right. So how are you coming on the house?
You know, it's going okay. Yeah, it's going all right. We built the garage early, mm-hmm. Because that was affordable to do. Uh-huh. So we're living in the garage right now. You know, me, wife, two kids, a dog and a cat.
All right.
But it's not too shabby. You know, we're very happy living out there in our woods.
Okay, you're out in the country.
We are out in the country now. So we used to be Jerseyville. We're now Jersey County.
Okay.
Out near, between Elsa and Dow.
Oh, it's a nice area.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. The dream home.
It is. It is. I was lucky enough to know some architects in St. Louis. So we had it architect designed. It's exactly as we want it to be. And we're building it exactly as we want it to be.
Great.
And, you know, there's no corners being knocked off it. We're taking our time over it because we're getting it right. Uh-huh. And, you know, for those of us who've kind of seen the pictures on Facebook, it's been a slow process. I'm trying to do as much as I can in my spare time, evenings and weekends. But we now have a good and reliable group of people working on it. You know, I've met a lot of people through doing it, a lot of people with, like, you know, some real can-do skills and you know, some practical skills, which, again, it's like the kind of community that you meet when you're building a house is different than you would meet in London.
I see. Yeah.
Lots of very self-reliant, practical people.
Yeah. You know, I've heard this time and time again, how people just love the people of Jersey County. They're just so special. You know, they love living here, and we love living here. We've always loved living here.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually lived in Greene County, Calhoun County, and Jersey County. So I've covered the Tri-County myself in my lifetime. So, and it's a great place to live. You know,
it sure. is. It is. Place to live. I mean, we love the abundance of nature here.
Yes.
You know, coming from a big city where, you know, there's nature, but it's different. It's pigeons and urban foxes and stuff like that. And, you know, you come to Jersey County and you've got the River Mississippi running through here. Yes. You've got the snow geese and the eagles and the bobcats and
the deer.
And it's just, we get to see that every day. You know, we live in our woods and we get to see all of that every day. And my kids are telling me stuff about nature that they wouldn't have known otherwise.
Right.
I love it.
Well, I'm very happy that you're enjoying living in Jersey County and you're living here. Will you ever go back to England, or are you here to stay?
Depends whether my family's listening to this or not. I would never say never.
But you can always go back and visit.
We do go back and visit.
Yeah.
Yeah. The pandemic put the kibosh on that for a couple of years, which made it hard. But we've been back a few times since.
And I got an idea. You should take a whole group of Jersey County people over and do a tour. Get a bus. Get your CDL so you can just drive a bus all over. What do you think about that?
Driving a bus around it. I'm not sure whether people would want that for their nerves.
Well, Johnny, thanks so much for coming in today. Great visiting with you. Glad you're part of the community. You're a blessing to the community, and you and Beth both, and your kids. So appreciate it, and hope that things, that your house just, you know, can continue to get done, and everything's just rosy for you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Chris, and appreciate you having me on.
My pleasure.